From Spark and Anvil and Crown Tales, this is Bastion in Chapter 1 of the Crown Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Bastion is the calmest person at the Academy, and it is because he has learned a secret most players never do. You do not always have to win to not lose. When his position falls apart, pieces down, attack collapsing, the game apparently lost, Bastion does not panic, and he does not surrender. He retreats deliberately into the double corner, that particular pocket of the board where two corner squares sit together, and an attacker, no matter how much stronger, simply runs out of ways in. "Everyone thinks the endgame is about winning," he says, tucking his last king into the corner and folding his arms. "But sometimes you're behind, and winning is off the table. That's not the end of your choices, because there's a square, right here, where behind stops meaning losing and starts meaning safe. They can push at me all day. There's no door," he nods at the frustrated attacker. "A draw, when you were supposed to lose, feels an awful lot like a win."
Bastion was an anxious kid who fell apart whenever he started losing. One setback and he'd spiral, give up, hand the whole thing away. Then a patient teacher taught him one endgame position, a fortress, a place where a losing side could hold forever. And it rewired something deep in him. He realized that "I'm behind" and "I've lost" are not the same sentence. There was a difference between a bad position and a hopeless one, and most of the positions he'd surrendered in his life hadn't actually been hopeless. He'd just felt hopeless and quit. "Learning the fortress," he says, "didn't just teach me a checker's draw. It taught me the difference between behind and beaten, and that difference has saved me more times than I can count, on the board and off it."
He came to the Crown Tales Academy after Dratsmith, the master, decided the students needed someone who could teach defense, the unglamorous, undertaught, game-saving art. On his first day, the master set up a losing position, a king down, and said, "Most players resign here. Show them why they shouldn't." Bastion didn't try to attack. He walked his king calmly to the double corner and stopped. The master sent piece after piece at him. Bastion simply shuffled within the fortress, and the attack found no entrance. "I can't win this," Bastion said. "I never could. But I don't have to win it. I have to not lose it. And the double corner means I can hold this until the sun goes out." The master, who had watched countless students throw away drawable games by resigning in despair, said quietly, "You didn't find a way to win. You found the place where you couldn't lose, which, when you're behind, is the same thing."
In his workshop, he teaches students the underrated skill of not collapsing. A girl came in who hated losing so much she tipped the board when a game went bad. Bastion understood completely. "The moment it starts going wrong," he said gently, "something in you says it's over. Might as well quit. But that voice is lying to you, and I can prove it." He set up her worst nightmare, a position down two pieces. "Feels lost, right? Now, don't try to win it back. That's the trap. You'll overreach and actually lose. Instead, ask a different question. Where's my fortress? Where's the square they can't break?" He walked her king to the double corner. The attack came. It broke on the corner like water on a rock. "You didn't win," he said. "You held. And holding when you were supposed to fold is its own kind of winning. The kind that teaches you that giving up early is a choice, usually the wrong one." The girl held her first drawn from losing game and felt something she'd never felt after a non-win before. Proud.
Later, the girl asked the question, "But how do I know when it's actually a fortress and what I'm just hoping? What if I dig in and it turns out they can break through?" Bastion nodded slowly, the honest question. "That's the real skill, and it's not about hope. It's about knowing the structure," he said. A fortress isn't, I really want this to hold. It's, I can see that there is no legal way in. You have to count the doors, every square the attacker could enter from, and confirm each one is covered, no matter what they do. He tapped the double corner. This one is a proven fortress. Checkers players have known for centuries there's no break-in. But a spot you wish were a fortress, without checking every entrance, is just a worse place to lose. He smiled. So the discipline is, don't dig in on hope, dig in on proof. Know the difference between a position that's hard to break and one that's impossible to break, and only bet your draw on impossible. And when you're not sure, you defend actively and keep looking, because even making them work for it buys you time to find the real fortress. The girl went home, and that night, when a hard week felt like it was collapsing, she remembered there's a difference between behind and beaten, found her steadiest round, and held it. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bastion. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.